cattle futures tumbled further with trade worries to start the week. The complexity of beef markets will likely continue and accelerate, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 7th of May. Already bearish cattle futures received added fuel to the downside from Trump's weekend tweet that he would increase and expand tariffs on Chinese imports this Friday if a trade deal remains unsigned. Along with equities and other commodities, lean hog futures plunged, adding pressure to cattle futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.05 lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.30 lower. Wholesale beef values were weak on choice and firm on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 36 cents lower Monday afternoon at $227 a hundredweight. Select was 69 cents higher at $213.98. Corn futures closed 4 to 7 cents lower through May of 20, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 7 to 12 cents lower through August of 20, and then mostly 2 cents lower. Unsurprisingly, cash, calf, and feeder cattle prices continue to trend mainly lower at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold steady to $5 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 5,000 head. Feeder heifers there traded $1 to $3 lower. Steer calves sold $2 lower, while heifer calves sold mostly steady with instances of $2 higher. Similarly, steers and heifers sold $3 to $7 lower at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, where there are 3,200 and 8 head. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold $5 to $10 lower at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. The exceptions were mostly steady for steers weighing 8.5 to 900 pounds and $2 to $4 lower for heifers weighing less than 600 pounds. There are 2,562 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower on Monday, but well off of session lows, pressured by President Trump's aforementioned comments concerning Chinese trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 66 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 13 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 40 points. Beef markets are getting ever more complex, a trend that is likely to continue if not accelerate, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In his weekly market comments, Peel explains, when the vast array of horizontal beef product markets is considered, along with the complex set of vertical cattle and beef production sectors, all of which operate in complicated dimensions of time and space, there can be little doubt that the U.S. cattle and beef industry is one of, if not the most complex set of markets on the planet. Researchers at Oklahoma State University recently conducted interviews with companies representing a cross-section of the beef product industry, including multiple firms at all beef market levels. The research identified issues and trends associated with the evolution of beef markets. Included among them, according to Peel, increasing exports and impacts in specific beef markets, increasing demand for additional fabrication of beef products, the impact of increasing carcass size, demand for bone-in versus boneless beef products, fresh versus frozen products and the use of deep chill technology, increased demand for value-added products, including more beef products resulting from additional fabrication as well as added ingredient products. Finally, the blending of beef marketing channels with the growing popularity of home food delivery resulting from increased demand for restaurant takeout along with meal kits for home delivery or in-store purchase. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 7th of May. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.